When early white settlers came to the Pacific Northwest, they communicated with Native Americans in Pidgin language. It was a grammatically simplified language called Chinook jargon. It was a language that once ruled the land. This prompted a question from a Wallingford listener that inspired our next local wonder.
My name is Michelle LeSeward, and my question was, when was the Chinook jargon prevalent in the Pacific Northwest? What years was it used, and how many people spoke it?
We sent KUOW's race and culture reporter Liz Jones in search of an answer to Michelle's question.
I confess, the term Chinook jargon was new to me, and I was curious what sparked Michelle's interest. She lives close to the University of Washington, so I stopped in for a visit.
She was a rescue dog.
That's her dog, Lucy.
Good dog.
And on the coffee table is an unpublished memoir.
My grandfather titled it Incidents in the Life of Francis Ansel LeSeward.
And there's a line inside that inspired her question.
It just simply says, both my grandfather and my father spoke Chinook, a mixture of English and Indian languages.
Her family's ancestry traces to Whidbey Island. Her great-great-grandfather settled there in the 1880s. He was a white guy, sort of a gentleman farmer, and a member of the territorial legislature. But how did he come to speak Chinook jargon? Michelle could only guess. Next stop, the internet. Wouldn't you know, there's a site called ChinookJargon.com. So I call up.
Hi, I'm Carter Michael Ukuksan.
Hi, is this David Robertson?
This is David Robertson.
Robertson's a linguist in Spokane. His PhD work focused on Chinook jargon. And he's not surprised Michelle's ancestors on Whidbey Island spoke it too.
Whidbey Island was one of the first settled places by non-native people in what was called North Oregon. In other words, Washington. So Whidbey Island, in other words, is kind of the earliest cradle of Chinook jargon use on Puget Sound.
The story of Chinook jargon is a story of contact in the Northwest. Robertson says it evolved as Native and non-Native people met and needed a way to communicate. It was a pidgin language, a tool for trade, to navigate, or just to talk. Documentation goes back to 1805.
In the journals of Lewis and Clark, anecdotes like this, Tlush musket, Wickumtok's musket, and that would mean, hey, great gun. I've never seen one like that before.
So what would our local tribes have to say about this language?
Well, if nobody has pointed you to Tony Johnson of the Chinook Indian Nation yet, it's just a crime.
My name is Tony Johnson, Tony Johnson, Naikanim.
We met up near Long Beach, Washington.
Well, we're at a place called Chinook Point. People know it as Fort Columbia State Park. You know, a very important place for us historically.
We're at the mouth of the Columbia River, where it meets the ocean. This was a key spot for the fur trade some 200 years ago. And when strangers met here, they needed a common language.
People, by the way, have debated the origin of this language, Chinookwawa, but all I can tell you is my elders told me that it existed before European contact.
Chinookwawa is another name for Chinook jargon, the native name. Johnson's a fluent speaker and teacher. He says it's an offshoot of the Chinookan language, which was exceedingly difficult to learn. So the Chinook people created this shorthand, initially as a way to talk with other tribes.
We were able to go into those communities and sing a love song to a girl we thought was particularly beautiful.
Over time, explorers, traders, and settlers helped the language spread far and wide. It became a Creole, or first language, for a generation of children.
By maybe the 1890s, there's estimated over 100,000 speakers of this Chinookwawa language, and it's from Northern California to Southeast Alaska. It's to the Rocky Mountains. You know, anywhere where there were people being brought together that did not share a common language, Chinookwawa in the Pacific Northwest is the language.
For everyone from missionaries to dock workers in Seattle. One holdout, apparently, was Chief Seattle. He preferred his native Duwamish. But Chinookwawa left an imprint on the Northwest. You can still see it in lots of place names.
How about Alki?
Yeah, Alki, it's really not what we say. We say Oshki. Oshki means in the future. Oski and Sikawawa. We'll talk later. Another one I think about with Seattle is Tukwila. Well, it's Tukwila. Tukwila means a hazelnut.
We pick our way through driftwood.
Get a little hike in today.
And end up at a hidden beach, shaped like a nest.
This spot here, the eagles really like it.
Oh, look at it up there, yeah.
We're often gifted with eagle feathers from that beach.
This is a sacred spot for tribal members, and it just seems natural when Johnson drifts into his native language.
Tillicum, Tai, Six, Kunchi Flu, Stumdum, and Saika, Pasuguk, Tai, Kwanat.
Chinook Wawa flourished through the 1800s, but by 1950, the language began to die out. 20 years ago, only a few elders spoke it. Johnson and others helped save it from extinction. They created a 500-page dictionary and an immersion program for school kids. Johnson's now passing on the language to his own children, and he has this dream.
Of my grandchildren being raised in this language.
But the wind is not at his back. The Chinook tribe includes a few thousand people, but it's still trying to gain federal recognition. Without it, there's no land, no money, no home base for this language to settle.
We struggle so mightily to have a community where you can have a critical mass, or our own schools, until Chinook status is worked out and we have a place of our own, we're going to continue to have a very difficult fight.
Most of Johnson's work on Chinook Wawa has been for other tribes. He hopes to retire someday working for his own tribe and sharing this language far beyond.
Anybody that's living here in the Pacific Northwest should know something about Chinook Wawa because it's an important part of your roots. These languages, this knowledge has a right to live in this place, to flourish in this place.
For Local Wonder, I'm Liz Jones near Chinook, Washington.
This story was inspired by a question from listener Michelle Lesourd. You can hear more examples of everyday words spoken in Chinook jargon at our website, kuow.org. And while you're there, leave us your local wonder about the Puget Sound region. If your question is selected, a KUOW reporter will investigate it.